Hello, I'm calling from FIU. We're conducting a survey on residents' perceptions of hurricane threats and damage reduction, as well as how the current economic situation has affected you and your household. I need to speak to one of the adults responsible for the household. Will that be you?
Oh, speaking. I'm speaking right now.
Is your home a single-family home, townhome, apartment, condominium, or manufactured or mobile home?
Single-family home.
And do you own or rent your home?
I own it.
And please tell me, in what year was your home built? An estimated.
1756. It's like a $5 million house. It's like a ranch style kind of.
But in what year was your home built?
1756.
Okay. 1756. Thank you. Just let me. Okay. And have any upgrade modification have been made to the property, like roofing upgrade, impact windows, drainage upgrade, a structural upgrade, or no upgrade made?
I got the roof replaced, and then I also did tear out my daughter's room to put an indoor jacuzzi.
Okay. And how many years have you been a permanent resident of Florida?
17 now, as of January.
And have you or any adults in your household experienced any of the following: a tropical storm, a Category 1 hurricane, Category 2, 3, 4, or a Category 5 hurricane?
No, but I have gotten like a Category 6 alive, a tornado.
Okay, and do you remember the year of the name of the hurricane?
No, I was out of town when it happened. I was in Europe.
And how vulnerable do you feel to damage from a hurricane-related tornado or flooding hazards? Do you feel extremely vulnerable, somewhat, or not too vulnerable?
It depends where I am. Like, if I'm out of the country, no. But if I'm, like, in bed, then I feel very vulnerable.
Okay, but in this moment, do you feel extremely vulnerable, somewhat, or not too vulnerable?
Wait, what was that? Right now, how do I feel?
Yes. Do you feel the damage from a hurricane-related tornado or flooding hazards? Do you feel extremely vulnerable, somewhat, or not too vulnerable?
Right now, I'm in bed, so I feel pretty vulnerable.
Just somewhat or extremely?
Extremely.
And if
my home is coming over soon, and I feel extremely vulnerable.
Okay. But if a serious hurricane threatened your home, how would you prepare? Put up hurricane shelters, buy supplies and equipment, evacuate, call the insurance company, drive to home of relative friends in other area, or I will not make any preparations. My home is already prepared.
I would definitely put on some pants that aren't easy access.
Okay. And when will you begin to prepare your home for a hurricane? When a hurricane watch is issued? When a hurricane warning is issued, your home is already prepared and could be secured within a few hours.
I mean, I don't think it could be secured in a few hours. It takes like a while to get prepared, and it really takes a toll on my mental health. So I don't really know. Like, I'm just kind of like always kind of like not prepared, but like I want to be prepared. But then it's like
correct.
The depression hits, and I'm just like.
But
know,
do you think we'll
like
be secure within a few hours?
It's just when, like, the depression hits, you know, it's, like, it's just hard to prepare.
Okay,
like,
so
like,
do you think,
I don't know, sometimes I worry the saliva tornado is going to get me. And,
well,
I don't know. Like, can you
so
help
when
me?
When do you begin to prepare your home? When a hurricane watch is issued, like, hurricane conditions are possible within 48 hours. When a hurricane warning is issued, like, hurricane conditions are expected within 36 hours, or do you think your home is already prepared and could be secured within a few hours?
Wait, I'm confused. I'm deaf.
No problem. I have three options, okay? And the
okay,
question
three.
Is,
yeah.
When will you begin to prepare your home for a hurricane? The first option is when a hurricane watch is issued. The first one, when a hurricane warning is issued. Or, the last one, your home is already prepared.
This seems like more of a question for my husband. One second.
Hello, can you please repeat the question?